Look, there are a lot of different analyses about just how many million jobs this is going to create.
Secretary, you're the one who cited Moody's Analytics as 19 million, and it's actually 2.7 million.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg grilled on Fox News after falsely claiming the president's infrastructure bill would create 19 million jobs. Studies show the plan would actually create 2.7 million. Republican strategist and former Colorado State Senator Ted Harvey is here to react. What's your reaction?
Well, I think it's typical of this administration. This is not the first time they've been caught misleading the American people this week. If you remember earlier, the secretary himself was lauded for riding his bike into work, but then hysterically a video comes out showing that he was dropped off by his security detail who drove up in a very large gas-guzzling Suburban with his bike and close to his destination, and then he gets out and rides with his security detail in. That he's purposely, amateurishly misleading the American people, and this is just another example of that.
Little Pete Buttigieg making it look like he's riding his bike into work when they drop him off a couple of blocks away. Saving the environment after he gets out of his gas guzzling.
Is so pathetic.
Yeah, it's very, like the guy said, it's very amateur hour kind of mistake. And so
that's not a mistake. It's an intentional misdirection. It's lying.
Well, I mean, he didn't want to be caught, though. I mean, he wanted to look like he was riding in on his bike.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when they did the fun run for rabies on The Office.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the guys got in the taxi.
Yeah, went and ate wings or something while everybody.
Yeah, they went and ate wings and drank beer while everybody else was running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about as slick as they were.
Yeah, yeah, that's
and then they get out of the taxi, like right the last block, and come in.
Well, and Chris Wallace calling out Pete Buttigieg, you know, on his numbers, you know, creating 19 million jobs. He said Moody's report. I don't believe any of these reports. They end up being incorrect years later, and
figures don't lie, but liars figures. Yeah, that's our motto.
And he said, well, it's going to create more like 2 million jobs. And it really doesn't create. It's just a bunch of government money infused into the economy. And that's what's happening. I mean, when you're putting in trillions and trillions of dollars, sure, it's going to show up somewhere. It's going to show up in people's pockets.
Right.
And we'll talk about that later, how it showed up in some BLM people's pockets.
It's showing up. It's definitely showing up.
But yeah, it's just, it's corrupt.
Well,
it's corrupt.
That brings us to our thought of the day for this Tuesday. Here's our thought of the day today. All change is not growth, as all movement is not forward.
Yeah, yeah. You can put it in reverse.
Yeah, people talk about, oh, change, and oh, change is good, and not always.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be good. I'm not anti-change.
No.
If it's not just change for change's sake.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, right now, it's just people just, I don't know. I don't know what their motivation is.
Well,
I'm just going to screw things up. But anyway.
Well, sometimes you go in reverse really fast, like Ricky Bobby did in the race that he did. He won one of his races going in reverse. So.
Right. He was the world's best backward driver. Actually, that was Mater on cars, but still.
Yeah.
All right. We got our Mind Jam trivia for today.
Yeah. What kind of music is best to listen to when you're trying to concentrate?
See, it's very difficult for me to listen to music because I start singing the music.
Oh, what about this kind of music?
Is that music? Oh, no. I'd be asleep. I wouldn't be able to concentrate. I'd be...
This is relaxing music of the chant.
Yeah, no. Because at first it just sounded like one note. I'm like, are they just going to play that one note?
Sometimes they do, yeah.
Oh, just for like a really long time?
Oh, yeah.
I would definitely go to sleep.
That's what I go to sleep with, kind of music like that, but it's kind of a Bible meditation.
Oh, okay.
But it helps me concentrate on sleeping. That's sometimes...
Well, yeah, if that's your goal, then I guess that would be good. 434-248-0704. But there's a particular kind of music that is the best to listen to when you're trying to concentrate and really get a job done.
Okay.
So,
my wife likes to listen to classical music sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If I'm working, like out in the backyard like I did this weekend, I'm putting it on 70s, like the best of 70s, light rock, usually light rock. I don't want it to be too heavy driven.
See, I'll mix it up. I've got a 70s, 80s mix.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one that's like 80s country that I love.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
I was listening to a lot of yacht rock this weekend.
Yacht rock. What does that even mean? My cousin loves that.
Michael McDonald, you know.
Right.
Dan Fogelberg, that
kind
of stuff.
I like that. I like that kind of music.
Sure.
That's good stuff. All right. On this
Tuesday
in history.
Wow.
It's the 13th day.
I know.
Of April, which is, we're just moving right on through
we
here.
We sure are.
Aren't we? In 1920, the first U.S. Civil Service Commissioner was appointed, Helen Hamilton. First woman, 1920.
Wow,
that's pretty big
progress.
Deal.
Progress, yeah. I didn't think women were allowed to do much of anything back in the 20s.
Hey, look, if to hear people talk about it, women weren't doing anything.
Right.
People of color weren't doing anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess we just all sat around while the white men did stuff. I don't know. I don't even know how the country ran.
Yeah, that's the truth. 1964, the 36th Academy Awards. let's see, Tom Jones, Best Film, Patricia Neal, and Sidney Poitier in Lilies of the Field. He wins his award, and this is his speech.
Whoa.
He was the first black actor in a leading role.
Yeah, we're going
to
try that
to
again.
Win.
It is a long journey to this moment. I am naturally indebted to countless numbers of people. For all of them, all I can say is a very special thank you.
Yep.
Aw.
First black actor in a leading role to win a competitive Oscar.
It's pretty
good.
Cool. Yeah.
Pretty good.
1964.
Mm-hmm.
In 1965, the Beatles recorded this biggie.
Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff going on in the mid-60s. I thought the company was falling apart.
All right. I need somebody, help, not just anybody, help, you know I need someone, help.
Shoot, that's our theme song for 2021.
Yeah, really. This guy could use some help. This next guy.
I think he's beyond help.
Yeah, 2020.
It was on this day in 2020 that the Love Gov, Andrew Cuomo, says, I believe the worst is over if we continue to be smart. Course.
Yes, yeah. I think you can say the worst is over, because the worst here are people dying. That's the worst. The worst doesn't get any bad than this worst. And
what?
This worst is people dying.
This is
That's the worst.
What?
And
Wait. Just up. Back up. Start over.
This is one of his famous, PowerPoint presentations.
Did Joe Biden write this for him?
They would put this up against Donald Trump, saying Governor Cuomo is doing such a good job in New York. And look at Trump. He's always talking about himself.
The worst bad what?
Okay, listen to it again.
Okay.
This is not edited. This is him.
Oh, clearly.
Yes, I think you can say the worst is over, because the worst here are people dying. That's the worst. The worst doesn't get any bad than this worst. And this worst is people dying. That's the worst. And Winston Churchill, I mentioned the other day, the end of the beginning. Yes, we can control the spread, and we can reduce the number of people who die, and our healthcare system can do phenomenal work and rise to the occasion.
This is what he won an Emmy for. For this kind of presentation.
This worst bad.
It don't get no worse than dead.
Than dead.
Well, this bad is dead.
Oh,
he's dead,
word.
And that was bad.
Oh, my gosh. And then, of course, in the meantime, he's cramming all these people into buildings, and thousands of people are dying. So, yeah there you go.
But it didn't get that bad. It just got worse.
Oh, my word. That was terrible.
Yeah.
But, hey, let's give him an Emmy.
That's birthdays. Where we are. Let's get some more positive. Singer Peabo Bryson, put a little montage of him. He's 69 today. Happy birthday, Peabo. Did some great duets.
I celebrate my love for you.
With Roberta Flack.
Yep. Peabo Bryson.
The 80s love ballads just would not have been the same.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a time for
Peabo.
Peabo and some duets, some great duets, actually carried us into the 90s and 2000s.
Actor Ricky Schroeder. Well, when I had a crush on him,
mm-hmm.
he was Ricky Schroeder.
Yeah.
Now he's Rick Schroeder.
Rick Schroeder.
He's 50 years old.
50. I know. I'm 50.
This is when I had a crush on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, you and I together, Silver Spoons.
That's when they had theme songs.
Yeah, back then. Yeah, really.
And then, of course, he went on to do Lonesome Dove.
Right.
That's when he started growing up, mm-hmm. and you were talking about.
Yeah, he played a doctor in a Lifetime series. I can't remember the name of the series back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff.
Yeah, he's a good actor. It must be the day for singers. Al Green is having a birthday today. He turned 74. Oh, yeah.
Let's stay together. Let's stay together. Little music montage of the Reverend Al. One more for you. Oh, that's right. This is him with Heather Headley. That was done in the 2000s.
Yeah.
One more. Couldn't get enough out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to have to listen to Al Green today now. That's the only thing about doing these is mm-hmm. is you, then you remember all this good music and then right. you have to go back and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you make my life better, Mark Land.
Thanks.
Also born on this day, we have some pretty famous people. Frank Woolworth. Yeah. Without him, we would not have had the Woolworth lunch store. Counter.
Yeah, I remember those.
You remember those?
No, I
wonder if they still exist.
I don't know. I hear there was one in Lynchburg before I moved here.
The last Woolworth lunch counter that I enjoyed was in Charleston, South Carolina in 1992.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There was one there then. I don't know if it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Frank Woolworth, born on this day. And famous president.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson. Quite an impact in this area.
Right. Love him or hate him.
Yeah.
Some people do both.
Got his big house up there in Charlottesville, and then that little cottage miniature version down in Poplar Forest in Lynchburg.
Yep.
Pretty cool place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also born on this day is Lyle Wagner from the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh,
enjoyed him growing up.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I didn't think I would swoon like that, Mr. Handsome.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. It even happens to me.
What does?
As a matter of fact, Miss Busco, I swooned twice this morning while shaving.
He was just looking at himself.
Yeah, that was the Mr. Handsome sketch. It's quite funny.
Well, now he was definitely handsome.
There's no doubt about it.
Classically handsome.
Yeah, he was on the original version of Wonder Woman.
That's right.
That's
right. He was the man.
Him and Linda Carter. They could have been like the.
Could you imagine what their kids would have looked like?
Oh my gosh! Yeah,
that would have been some beautiful kids.
Yeah, they would have been the Mr. and Mrs. like at the high school, you know, the Queen and the King and stuff. They would have fit in just perfect.
Yep. Ken and Barbie.
Yeah, Ken and Barbie. So our Mind Jam trivia, what kind of music, hopefully some of the music we played already would be the best kind of music to listen to when you're trying to concentrate. What is that kind of music that you would listen to that allows you to
concentrate? Well, getting lots of interesting.
Any heavy metal types?
Yes, yeah.
Really?
We've had some guesses for heavy metal. And,
okay.
We've had country. We've had classical guest instrumentals. The instrumental is all I could ever listen to because I start singing the song.
Sure. That's my problem. That's why I can't listen to music
really
like that.
Distracted.
Yep.
So,
my brain wants to play the lyrics.
That's right.
I knew I should have been there in the recording studio with Glenn Frey and Don Henley.
I could have made it so much better. we'll have the answer coming up for you here very shortly. We are happy to be spending this Tuesday with you. I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb, and it is 7:21.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Morning, Frank. Hey, question. Have you picked a candidate for governor? I can't decide.
Oh, yeah. I'm going with Youngkin. Conservative, outsider, successful business leader, not the same old politicians that run every election.
And he's one of us?
Yeah. He's strong on backing law enforcement, religious freedom, right to life, and the Second Amendment.
All right. What about creating jobs?
There's nobody in the race like him. But why don't you ask him?
I'm Glenn Youngkin, candidate for governor, and I paid for this ad.
You shouldn't cringe every time it rains thinking of the mess you'll find in your basement. It's time to protect your home with Fortress Foundation Solutions. Say goodbye to that wet basement and hello to your dry, usable space from Fortress Foundation Solutions.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brady with Apex Home Loans. With all the talk about today's low interest rates, you may have wondered whether now might be a good time for you to refinance your home loan. If so, I would love to talk with you about it and discover how I can best help you. I'll create an in-depth analysis for you, comparing your current loan to several refinance options and taking into consideration your long and short-term plans. Then I'll make recommendations to you as to what I believe the best solution would be to accomplish your goals. I have more than 20 years' experience helping people obtain the best home loan possible, and I would love to help you too. Ready to explore your options? Then visit our website at lynchburglender.com to connect with me online, or you can call or text me directly at 434-238-8984. Again, that's online at lynchburglender.com, or call or text me at 434-238-8984.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258. Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Step into the fast lane Monday through Friday afternoons from 5 to 6 as we talk tech, UVA, Liberty, and more. So join us on the CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg app. Ask Alexa and Google Home stream CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg. And of course, 93.3 FM, 1320 AM Lynchburg.
Six 24 on the Morning Jam.
Now let me ask you this. Does this music help you concentrate? Because apparently it should. We ask you this morning, what's the best music to play when you're trying to concentrate?
Okay.
So the next time you really need to focus on a work
project. I gotta turn the music
project,
down. I can't hear what you're saying.
They say to try listening to video game music.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The purpose of video game music is to keep you focused on the task at hand.
Interesting.
Providing some atmosphere for the game without being overpowering or distracting. So, if you need tunes for the next time you're working or studying, consider some of this? Some game.
Is this like one of those that's got 3 hours worth of music on?
This is Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Apparently that's a game.
Okay. No, yeah. I wouldn't know. I just...
This is an hour long.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know. I know some of them that the boys, depending on what they're playing, right. It's like, dun, da-da-da-dun, 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 and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I've got to go conquer something. I don't know.
Have you ever been sitting in a restaurant where there's gaming stuff for the kids, and you're just a little too close to that part of the restaurant, and that music is going on?
All the time.
On. It's on its loop until somebody puts a token in there.
I always make them turn it off. I cannot even. Please turn that off. Yeah.
So, oh, mercy.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we learned something this morning already.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. I just want to hear Pac-Man music now.
Randy says, I'm falling asleep to the music, not working. Look, I don't make this stuff up. I just share the information.
Right.
That's all. And we've got good information to share today.
Yeah.
We've got some interesting interviews.
Mm-hmm, we do.
Today we've got some great lifestyle stuff. I've got a story. Matter of fact, I just shot it to your inbox about how you know if you're in a really strong marriage. Maybe okay. The parts of your marriage you want to work on.
Okay.
I think you and Kara are in good shape.
Okay.
And going through this.
Reading that. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll share that.
All right.
A little bit later on, we've got Amanda Chase that we're going to be talking to.
Yeah. She's coming up in the next hour. Yeah.
Yeah. And some folks from the Lynchburg Fire Association. Their
ongoing story.
Their ongoing story. Yeah. With the city of Lynchburg. It's interesting. So we'll share that with you in a little bit. There's a lot to talk about.
Okay.
A whole lot.
Somebody wants to talk about Willie Nelson music.
Willie Nelson music to concentrate. Okay.
You're on the Morning Jam. Hello.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to chime in. Not that I'm a real big Willie Nelson fan, but I was reading an autobiography about him, and what's really always fascinated me is not so much your accomplishments, but what was ground zero like for you when you got started, when you started your venture, whatever it was in, on Willie Nelson, I was really interested to learn that at birth, his mother abandoned him, and then his dad surely abandoned him. His dad was a mechanic. So it was his grandparents that raised him and his sister, Becky. And they went from Texas to Arkansas. But his grandparents, they were musical teachers in the town they lived in.
Hmm.
And so that's where he learned his love for music. His granddad bought him his first guitar at 6 years old.
Wow.
And then as he was going through life, Willie Nelson was a heck of an athlete in high school. He lettered in all three sports back in those days.
Really?
Football, basketball, and baseball.
Wow.
And as a young man, Willie Nelson was a good-looking guy. He was really good-looking.
Yeah,
there.
And he was clean-cut, too.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And, but, the thing is looking at somebody's starting, where they came from and how they struggled, and they just never gave up.
Mm.
He fits that mode to the T, because for years and years and years, he went through three marriages, a boatload of kids, but he never quit. And then he took a culmination of his whole life and he started writing it. And then that's when it really struck a chord with the American people. And, he got his long pigtails that he has now. He got hooked up with some type of Indian reservation, and that's where he got that from.
Mm-hmm.
But I just always found it interesting, not so much to look at somebody's successes, but where did you start from? And tell me about your struggles, because I think that's what's most encouraging. And that's what you can really take away from certain people, what their struggles were and what they had to overcome.
And isn't it interesting that, for a lot of people, they would make excuses for somebody like that. Well, they didn't turn into anything because they were abandoned by their mother and they were abandoned by their father.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
if he had been raised by his mother and father, maybe mm-hmm. we wouldn't have the music that is Willie Nelson.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Exactly.
Now.
Yep.
So,
that's right.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Hey, thanks,
guys. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, he wrote
No Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, and other great songs.
When he wrote Crazy for Patsy Cline, if you look at photos of him,
yeah,
You're like, who is that?
Right.
Who? What?
I mean, he wore a jacket and a tie and the whole nine yards.
Oh, his hair was cut really short, mm-hmm. and but yeah, he's written some good stuff.
Yeah. Good deal.
All I can hear in my head, though, is whiskey for my men and beer for my horses. But, you know, whatever. It's going to be that kind of morning, folks. Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Yeah, that's right.
Kimberly McGroom's on the way with your headlines. We've got the stories you need to know. We're the Morning Jam. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb. It is 6:30, and we have CBS News Brief coming at you next.
CBS News Brief. Protesters threw fireworks at police headquarters in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, where a 20-year-old black man was shot to death by a police officer who thought she'd fired her taser gun. Dante Wright's mother, Katie.
He was my life. He was my son. And I can never get that back. Because of a mistake. Because of an accident.
A police officer in Tennessee is recovering from a leg wound after a shooting at a high school in Knoxville. The State Bureau of Investigation's David Rausch.
The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene and has since been identified as a student at Austin East. The officer who was shot was transported to a local hospital for treatment.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is again pleading for more vaccine to combat rising COVID cases in her state.
What's happening in Michigan today could be what's happening in other states tomorrow.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. A woman in Franklin County has been arrested and charged with murder. Sheriff's deputies responded to a call for a well-being check Monday morning at the home of Carol Long and Walter Sigmund. Long was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. She's being held without bond. Two fires in Bedford left one firefighter injured. One was on September Lane. The firefighter was injured there and taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. A second fire was reported at Tootsie's Diner on Manita Road. Crews put out a grease fire near the back of the building. And the health department's reporting 4.7 million vaccine doses have been administered to Virginians so far. About 40% of Virginians have had at least one dose, and just over 21% are now fully vaccinated. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WZBJ 24.
Meet the SPLC, the largest anti-religious liberty group in America, the radical group that sues Christians all over the country, and a group that hates Donald Trump. Listen for yourself as their leader attacked President Trump 2 years ago.
He ran a campaign marked by bigotry, xenophobia, crude racial stereotypes, anti-Semitism, and tweets from the gutter of the neo-Nazi world.
Now, for the truly crazy part. Last year, Republican candidate for governor Glenn Youngkin began raising money for this radical anti-Trump group. You heard that right. Glenn Youngkin raised money for this radical anti-Trump group. Youngkin even sent a letter to all his employees asking them to give money to this group who compared Trump to Nazis. And now, 1 year later, Glenn Youngkin wants Republicans to vote for him to be governor. Yeah, right.
This ad was paid for by Patriot Leadership Trust.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
I'm meteorologist Brent Watts. Mostly sunny today with a high of 74 degrees. We'll turn partly cloudy tonight with lows at 47. Can't rely on a stray shower as we head into Wednesday. A little better chance in the afternoon and evening. Highs at 63 with lows in the upper 40s Wednesday night. And Thursday and Friday, expected daytime highs running in the low to mid 60s. Overnight lows in the low 40s.
54 degrees in Roanoke and Salem, 54 in Danville, 50 in Bedford, 54 in Lynchburg.
So Frank Beamer, pretty well-known character in these here parts.
I'd say so.
Coached the Virginia Tech football team for, many years. Yeah, and a lot of great seasons. He got his COVID shot yesterday in Roanoke, and the Carilion Clinic released the video of the 74-year-old former Tech coach getting his vaccine, encouraging everyone, saying, "I want everyone to be safe and have a healthier 2021. I recommend that you get your shot today. All of Southwest Virginia and nearly all of Virginia now is in phase two, meaning any adult age 16 or older is eligible to get their vaccine. So I've got mine. I will get my second one here in about a week and a half. And you're well on your schedule to get yours next week, I guess, right?
Yeah, if I can get an appointment.
Oh, you're having a hard time with that.
A little bit.
Okay.
Little wonky in the reschedule. I really don't want to have the shot done on a Monday.
Right. Yeah. It'd be nice to get it towards the weekend.
If I can avoid it, I want to try to. Yeah.
Mine's scheduled on a Saturday, and I've just agreed to go to a baseball game, if he's still inviting me. So
as long as you're not playing, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday during the show, we had breaking news that the Bojangles in Franklin County had to close because someone called in a fake bomb threat.
Right.
That, according to the sheriff's office.
Okay.
Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. According to the owner of the business, they've been getting unrelenting phone calls all weekend.
Oh, really? Wow.
Each call employees take is answered by a different person asking, "Do you guys have honey mustard?" The same question is posted more than 4,000 times on their Google review. David Arrington is one of the owners. He says it's just crazy. He said his employees finally learned this was because of a trend on TikTok to have callers bother businesses.
Really?
A video posted on the app shows four teens saying Bojangles workers would not give them honey mustard. It lists the business's phone number and tells them to call and ask for honey mustard. The video has been liked more than 250,000 times. Wow. You know what that tells me?
No.
Yeah. You know why they're doing this?
Isn't that the truth?
They do. They have way too much time on their hands, and they need to be spanked soundly and sent to bed without any honey mustard.
Well, ever. I mean, gosh.
Yeah.
It's hard enough. And you know the funny thing yesterday about the bomb threat? I mean, there was nothing really funny about the threat itself.
Yeah, it's not.
I gave you a screenshot of the story that I got. I mean, it was from WFXR, and the advertisement on the page of the bomb threat was a Bojangles advertisement.
Well, it sounds like they need the business.
It was just so ironic.
Nothing but harassment. About it. Better Business Bureau is saying parents need to be managing their kids' social media apps.
Yeah, really.
They're asking them to make sure that they understand the apps that the kids are on, and they say please talk to your kids and share with them the impacts their posts can have. They say it's important to stay current and on new technology and privacy changes.
They don't even know what's on their kids' phones. I'm sorry. They're just...
I did.
A lot of parents are just so busy with their lives. Some of them don't care. Some of them think, oh, that's cool. I would have done that. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, but it's not like when you would call somebody and say, is your refrigerator running?
Right.
Oh, you better go catch it.
Right.
I mean, that might be one... person,
right.
But with social media, it's thousands and thousands of people.
Sure.
So it goes a bit further. So
yeah,
anyway,
I agree. They should have their phones taken away or something if they're involved.
It has been
in
taken
that.
Off of
TikTok.
Of TikTok right
Good.
Now. But I can tell you, it's not too late for you to check on and see what they're.
And I don't
into.
Want to spank the parents. I mean, life's.
I do
crazy. Well,
if you because you do have a responsibility,
you
if you're going to provide your kids. With that kind of, then there is a responsibility that goes with it,
it can be a device of terror.
And we've shared a lot about, some things that are out there.
Sure.
That people can put on their kids' phones, et cetera.
Well, speaking of the phone, we're going to go to it in a minute, but I have one more story here.
Okay.
They're back.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
Yep. The cicadas are back. Southwest Virginia had them. Last year, now Central Virginia is going to get the familiar chirps beginning this month, and it'll last for a while. It's part of this circadian rhythm. That's a joke. Anyway, they don't sting, thankfully. These bugs are really ugly looking. And we just learned last week that the copperheads like to feast on them.
Mm.
So beware of copperheads, with the bugs. If there's a bug, yeah. Anyway, thankfully, they're just annoying as we hear.
Well, like I say, when there's just a few of them, it's not too bad. It's like, oh, that's soothing.
But
boy, when
thousands.
They're all out.
Well, it's a mating call, apparently, of sorts. I just wish they would hook up and get done with it. And maybe it won't last for months on end. When I lived in Amherst a number of years ago out in the country, oh, my gosh, it was creepy sounding at night. But we'll see what happens this year if they're going to come out. They do it every 17 years. So when this one's done, I probably won't even be around for the next one. I mean, I hope I am, but I may not be here.
Stop.
Well,
why
I mean, it's 17 years.
Like that?
Well, I mean, 17 years, I'll be 72, 79. Yeah, I'd like to make it to 79. I told my wife, I want to make it to 25 years at least. Us being together.
Golly, I hate it when you say stuff like that.
Okay.
Don't say stuff like that.
Well, I mean.
Just live every day.
I do. Oh, I trust me. I live it. I mean, my buddy got the similar surgery that I got. And he said, you're already on borrowed time.
Let me tell you.
My
uncle had one of the first ball cage valves.
Uh-huh.
All right. I wasn't even old enough to remember. He lived to be 86 years old.
Oh, good for him.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna live it full tilt, if you know what I'm saying. So, he says, you're already on borrowed time.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, thanks
well,
for that
maybe
reminder.
Maybe Doug will be have a more uplifting tone for us.
Morning,
good morning,
Doug.
Good morning, guys. How y'all?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
I'm doing great. I've got a great idea for a new app.
Okay.
Okay.
The new idea is called Zap. You press 1 and it zaps the person on the other end of the phone. So when these spam callers call, you just say, well, you're lucky number 1 today, and hit the tag on number 1 and it zaps them. What do you think about that idea?
Every time they ask for honey mustard, they just get a nice jolt.
Huh?
I like it.
Yeah, well, anybody calls it.
Right.
So you take the app and you put it on there called Zap, and then you press number 1. And it shocks the hell out of them all, don't they? Wouldn't that be a great idea?
Look, I have some people that I would really like to send that app to. No doubt about it.
I'm just saying, then that way you spam callers call, and they say, hello, my name is John. And you go, John, what part of India are you from?
I'll tell you who I'd like to zap is the people that keep calling me to extend my car warranty for my 2004 vehicle. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Well, y'all have a great
day. I like it.
You too, Doug. Take
care. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling from your credit card, from your Visa, MasterCard.
Right. Yeah. Don't have one.
That's right.
Problem is, I'm seeing that you would probably have to get a new phone every couple of weeks.
Maybe.
Because it would overheat with all the zapping you'd be doing.
Yeah. Might be.
Oh, gee.
It could happen.
Yeah, it could.
All right.
So, we've got, like we talked about earlier, we've got Amanda Chase coming up in the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
And also an interview that you have put together. We're going to be talking about what's been going on in the Lynchburg area with the fire department and some of the some of the things that have been going on.
Well, the Fire Association has been fighting for better pay for the fire department for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just ramping that up a little bit to try to they're just trying to figure out, what if the information that the city has is really jiving with what the city says they have.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. But
in the meantime, how about we talk about some food?
Okay.
It's called comfort food for a reason.
It's true.
I could use some comfort.
Today's is fun.
With all the cicadas and the zapping going on in the studio today.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
So today's recipe is kind of a fun one, especially if you like some of the handheld foods.
Mm-hmm.
These are enchilada cups.
Ooh,
yeah,
that sounds good.
Yeah, you're going to need to get the small. When you go, you can get like a big tortilla, or you can get the little taco,
six inch or whatever,
the street tacos is what we call them.
Okay.
Well, you're going to want to get those little ones to make these enchilada cups.
Okay.
Preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and then you're going to take those little tortillas, and you're going to take a standard size muffin tin, and you're going to gently put those tortillas down until they fit snugly inside each cup. Don't let them fold too closely together. Just fill the muffin tin up, and then bake it for 10 to 12 minutes until they've gotten slightly crispy on all sides. Then remove them and set them aside. While the tortillas are baking, you're going to combine the following: a 10-ounce can of red enchilada sauce with one 14-ounce can of black beans rinsed and drained, a 4-ounce can of chopped green chilies, 2 cups of shredded cooked chicken, a half a cup of whole kernel corn, and then you're going to have one cup of shredded Mexican blend cheeses. You're going to mix that together and stuff it into each cup, and then sprinkle a little bit of that cheese over the top, and bake them for about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Remove it from the oven and sprinkle it with cilantro and green onions. Serve them warm, some nice, you can even do additional salsa, mm-hmm. and some sour cream with them. And it is a meal in a little handheld cup. That'd be fun for a NASCAR race.
Yeah, that would be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're called enchilada cups, and the whole family will love them. You want to get the recipe, all you have to do is go to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll see all the recipes that we share. You can also like our page on Facebook. That's The Morning Jam on VTRN.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Virginia teachers, take the lead in education with up to 64% off your graduate degree at Liberty University. This year has forced you to innovate, adapt, overcome, and you've not only risen to the challenge, you've crushed it. Now help education emerge from this crisis stronger than ever with your MAT or MED degree. Our transfer-friendly degree programs are 100% online and start as low as $282 per credit hour. It's our thanks for all you do for our future. To learn more, text TEACHER to 49595. That's TEACHER to 49595.
Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, and Portland, Oregon were rocked by violence over the weekend. A federal building was set on fire. Dozens of stores were pillaged and plundered. A cell phone store laid bare like a swarm of locusts. Black Lives Matter justified the rioting, as did Antifa. They seem to believe they have a right to ignore the laws of the land. Over the weekend, Saturday Night Live all but defended street violence, saying that business owners have insurance to cover the damages. The White House and Democrats have refused to condemn the rioting. In my estimation, that makes them complicit in the crimes. And if they're not careful, lawlessness will descend into chaos, and chaos into anarchy. We are a nation of laws, for the white man and the black man, for Democrats and Republicans. Looting a store is not reparations, it's a crime. Laying siege to a federal building and setting it on fire is not a peaceful protest. It's insurrection. I'm Todd Starnes.
A short drive will save you money.
Car buying is simple at Feller Chevrolet. You can buy online or at the store. It's quick, easy, and a clean, safe environment. We have non-commissioned salespeople and a 3-day money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Feller's is also here after the sale. We can do warranty work on all GM cars, not just Chevrolets, and our techs can service all makes and models. No matter what your automotive needs, I promise we can deliver. So come see us. You'll be glad you did.
Feller Chevrolet in Alta Vista.
I got the worst headache.
You need ibuprofen.
No, I need the Weed Man.
The Weed Man?
Oh, you know it. Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscape. They'll get the lawn looking great and cure those headaches.
And when you call or text the Weed Man at 434-664-9582, he'll help you around with chores like lawn care, pressure washing, and many other outdoor chores and projects.
Yep, it's time to call or text 434-664-9582 for Adam Williams, the Weed Man Lawn Care and Landscaping, to help with lawn care and household chores.
What are you doing to my kitchen?
Hey, you said it couldn't get any uglier.
Well, I was wrong. Why didn't you just call Stonecrafters of Lynchburg like I asked you to? I'd have my dream kitchen done by now.
Now, honey, you know acts of service is my love language.
I do. So actively go to your phone and call Stonecrafters of Lynchburg. They'll help with design, and my girlfriend Debbie says they shoot straight with fair prices.
For an OBS experience, call Stonecrafters of Lynchburg and visit them at stonecraftersva.com and on 122 just south of Bedford.
$6.50. Morning Jam.
Walk like an Egyptian.
Cops in the Donut Shop is the line on that song.
So I'm looking at the headlines and it says, Lynchburg Donut Shop estimates tens of thousands of dollars in repairs after cop car crash. Did you realize that they crashed into a donut shop?
I thought they were on their way to a call. I really thought they were like on their way to an emergency.
On their way for donuts.
Well, I mean, a donut run could be an emergency.
Well, maybe.
I mean, I've been there back when I was smoking the weed.
This is like, stop. Is like every cliche you've ever heard.
Right.
Cops in the donut shops. Right. The cost of repair, Mama Crockett's, it could cost.
No, they didn't hit Mama's.
They did. That is just wrong.
You've got to be kidding me.
It could cost the city tens of thousands of dollars after they crashed their cars into each other in two separate incidents last week. During the crash on Thursday.
I bet you I know what they were doing. They were probably racing to see who could get there first. And one decided to turn it into a drive-in.
I certainly hope not. Oh, Mama Crockett's was hit, causing damage that could cost to the upwards of $20,000. That's not good.
The officers were hospitalized on top of that.
Right.
I wonder if they brought them donuts.
I don't know. It's just crazy. It's like, what are the chances that one police car hits another car and then smashes into the office where I'm sitting? That's according to the director of operations.
She was sitting there, probably crunching the numbers.
Uh-huh. Says we heard a crash in the intersection right outside the shop. We're still looking out the window at the road when a police car comes into the window.
Oh, my gosh. That is scary.
One was flipped, skid on its side. Saw that picture.
Yeah, we did.
The wall is definitely not where it's supposed to be.
It moved it. Wow.
They say they put a tarp up to protect the building from rain.
Sure.
You mostly see it here where there's a big crack. The wall is supposed to be here. She said,
"My gosh!"
So, Lynchburg Police Department's vehicles. We were wondering about this.
Yeah, insurance and all that.
Right. So apparently, the Lynchburg Police Department's vehicles are self-insured. That means fixing or replacing the cop cars will come out of the budget.
Wow.
However, things get more complicated when city vehicles damage private property.
That probably comes out of the city budget, too.
According to the risk manager for the city of Lynchburg, once the police department completes their investigation of themselves,
now that ought to be good.
And once they determine what actually was the cause of the accident, then that would come through us and we'll reach out to the owner of that building based on the information we get from the police department. All right. Says, thankfully, no one was sitting on the sidewalk table when the police car pinned it against the building. Yes, thankfully.
Wow. Holy cow.
Mama Crockett's owner, F.W. Willis, joked, "We couldn't riot on it like this. I survived the Lynchburg police collision of 2021. So they're going to write that on the side of their building.
Wow.
Lynchburg Police Department doesn't have an estimate on when they'll finish their investigation. Once it's done, they'll reach out about the damage to the establishment. I mean, your cops are running into each other. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing? What are you playing?
My brother just texted in from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Donut down, donut down.
I'm glad nobody got
hurt. I need two rescue squad cars over at Mama Crockett's.
Nom, nom, nom.
We've got a couple of policemen on the side.
See, that's why you couldn't be a police officer. We'd be like, Mark, put the donut down and go help people. Yeah.
I'm glad nobody was seriously injured.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, the running jokes. Well, the sirens are still going. I can't stop them, Janet. Anyway, that would be scary, though, to hear the noise and then you see a car coming through And I think, wasn't Mama Crockett's up for sale? We had the story a while back. I think it was Mama Crockett's. Donut. One of them was up for sale. And,
that's like confusing, Taco Bell and McDonald's. What are you doing? It's not the same thing.
What, the two?
You're starting rumors.
No. I'm just saying we had a story not long ago. One of the owners of one of those donut places came into town because their kids were students, and they ran the business. The kids have graduated. They were selling the business. We had the story about a month ago, I think.
Okay.
And so, you can add a level of excitement if it is Mama Crockett's up for sale.
Well, not now because their building's damaged.
Well, yeah, but they're going to get a new wall. And you can always have that story. Well, an occasional cop car shows up.
Yeah, I don't think Wondering Donut has any brick and mortar.
Oh, they're just a trailer.
That's the Wandering.
Oh, okay.
That's why they're Wandering.
Well, but yeah, okay.
They're Wandering Donuts. They're not just, you know, right. They're not Wondering. They're Wandering. Yeah.
There's an A, not an O.
You got to put the right emphasis on the right syllable to get that right.
Well, that sounds like the cops need to show up and fix that, too.
Yeah, all right. Coming up, we have got we've got another interview with Amanda Chase. Yeah. Now, this one going to look a little different from the first one.
Right.
We're trying to get to know these candidates a little bit better. When we talked to her the last time, she was kind of going through some things. We were trying to get a
swirl of controversy.
Yeah, a little bit of that, but we're going to talk to her today so we can get a feel. There for a while, they thought she was going to be the front runner as far as the GOP candidate.
Right.
Now it seems to be the Youngkin's getting the bulk of the attention. I know Steve Newman came out and endorsed him.
Did he? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he mentioned it even in the interview with us.
Oh.
That he was a supporter of Youngkin.
I was eating a donut at the time.
Apparently. So there's several people who are coming out in support of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then later on this week, we're going to be talking to a gentleman who's going to explain far better than we could about the whole delegate process that is going on for the GOP nomination, because it's a little complicated. Now, I know the deadline for Bedford is today, and there'll be other deadlines as we work through the week, but we'll get you updated on that, and maybe we can kind of share some of those details coming up.
Yeah, I mean, we have an election coming up, and it's going to be here before we know it. And it's going to be Terry McAuliffe. I feel pretty confident that it's going to be Terry McAuliffe against whoever.
Commercials are everywhere.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, he's already acting like, you know. Right,
yeah, he's a presumptive.
This is it.
Yeah, it's a done deal for him.
Right.
Because he's got the money and the name recognition as far as the Democrats. And he's got the name recognition in the state of Virginia. He was our governor.
And is anybody really stepping up to take him on? I don't think so.
That's a great question.
If they are, I'm not seeing it.
Yeah.
So how happy do you think your marriage is?
I think it's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, there's an article that's come out that says 7 signs of a rock solid relationship.
Okay. Let's do it.
Let's go through those real quick. See how you guys are doing. Then you can tell us. Number one, they are friends. And they have friends.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So a caring, fondness, and admiration are essential for building the friendship. And they say it's important to have other friends around them.
Okay.
That's good.
Number two,
they think like a team. Teamwork really does make the marital dream work, they say.
Yeah.
It's not codependent, but interdependent.
Oh, I like that.
My life wouldn't be the same without you. And you make decisions together.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Number three, they accentuate the positive. Natural optimism is extremely valuable in marriages. So, you know, probably saying, I'm probably not going to live till the next cicada has come. You might want to get rid of that.
Okay.
Let's cut that out.
Jeez, if you could see her face right now, people.
Otherwise, you're doing pretty good. But, yeah, we need to get rid of the negativity.
Okay, we're going to work on that one.
All right, number four.
Okay.
They know how to manage stress. Stress management is one of the 6 areas identified. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As critical.
Okay.
When your heart rate is over 100 beats per second, your cognitive functioning is impaired.
Right.
Number 5, they know how to manage conflict. Number 6, they enjoy spending time together.
Definitely do that.
And then number 7, they share a world view, which doesn't mean you have to be aligned in everything.
Right, right.
But it's good, you know, if you see eye to eye on a lot of things. You want to read that article? I'm going to post it on our Facebook page. It's a good one.
Okay.
I think I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I think you guys are too. I mean, knowing you and Mark and me and Kara,
there's a lot of that going on.
We hit on a lot of those cylinders, so always room for growth.
That's right.
But glad to hear. I like the interdependent, not codependent, interdependent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Let's see, 6:59, CBS News coming up next, then our interview with Amanda Chase, running, hopefully, to be the Republican nominee. That's where she's headed.
That's her goal. Yeah,
that's her goal. We'll talk to her next.